This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released the latest numbers on unemployment in the state. Governor McCrory says the data is encouraging. It shows that recent policy changes are working. But how are those numbers determined, and what do the statistics actually mean about people in this state looking for work? Triangle Business Journal reporter Jason DeBruin returns to help us answer those questions. Welcome back, Jason.
Frank, always nice to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
So unemployment, I thought it was a simple thing. The unemployment rate, it's a ratio. It means of those, it's always meant to me, of those people who could be working, X percentage, 7, 8, 9% aren't. Are unemployed. And that's what I thought it meant. Is that what it means?
Yeah. And I mean, generally speaking, that's probably a good 30,000 foot way of looking at it. And the number, the unemployment rate serves as a good measure to say compare North Carolina to South Carolina or to Tennessee. And those are fair comparisons. But the problem comes in whenever you try to compare North Carolina to itself from, say, a year ago or 2 years ago. And the reason that's a problem is because we've now changed the definition of how we actually count people. So I'm sure you've heard over and over that the unemployment rate has come down pretty dramatically since about a year ago, and that's accurate. It has. It's been reduced by close to 2.2 percentage points. But the problem with that number is that our workforce has been dramatically decreased because of the way we count people. You might recall last summer the legislature passed a new law that limited or shortened the unemployment benefits period that people receive. One of the ways that we count the labor force number is by counting those people that are on unemployment benefits. So now people are rolling off the unemployment benefits rolls sooner, even if they have not found jobs. So what you're seeing is you're seeing people that are rolling off. They're not getting benefits anymore. They are still looking for work, but they are being counted in the unemployment rate as simply non-existent anymore. So you have the denominator of the formula that's being artificially decreased, while the numerator of the formula is it's going up. I'm not saying it's not going up. It is going up. We are adding jobs, but not at the same rate as the unemployment rate would have you believe.
So if you just stop looking at those people, they're suddenly off your map. They're not counted, and therefore it looks like when you go back to compute the rate, looks like your unemployment rate went up.
That's
your employment rate, I should say.
That's exactly right. And I can sort of give you a simple math explanation. Let's say your labor force was 10 and you had 4 people employed. Well, you would have an employment rate of 40%. Okay, that's pretty simple math. Well, let's say you don't add any jobs. You still have 4 people employed, but you've now reduced your labor force to 8. So you've taken 2 out of that labor force. Well, now you have an employment rate of 50%. So even though you still have only 4 people employed, you now have an unemployment rate that seems far better simply because you've reduced that labor force number. And that's what's happening in North Carolina. I can give you some real numbers here for our state. For example, we have added 56,000 jobs since last year. So North Carolina, we have 56 more jobs since last year. However, we have 105,000 fewer unemployed workers. One might expect that as soon as someone finds work, they are added to the ranks of the employed, but taken off the ranks of the unemployed. Well, that's not the case. In fact, it's twice as many that have rolled off the unemployed ranks as have rolled on to the employed ranks.
So you're not unemployed anymore, but you're still not working.
Exactly right. And you probably are looking for work. But now I should be careful saying that because we don't actually know what you're doing. Right. Certainly there is a segment of the population. The labor force doesn't count everybody that's out there. And that's by design because there are people who aren't looking for work. There are people that are stay-at-home parents. There are people that are going to college. There are good reasons why you're not counted in the labor force. But the point being that we have to compare apples to apples when we're talking about the unemployment rate from a year ago to today.
So what's a better way to do the numbers?
Well, a good way to look at the numbers is simply by looking at the total number of people that are employed. And those show some positive numbers. Like I said, since last year, we've added about 56,000 jobs. So, you know, hey, that's more jobs than we had a year ago. But for comparison, that's roughly the same amount that we've added in the same period last year. So in the period that compares, you know, 2013 to 2014, 56,000, well, in the period that compares 2012 to 2013, it's about the same number. And even more so, if you go back even one more year, you're looking at, again, roughly about the same number. So we're absolutely adding jobs, but we're not adding jobs at any quicker rate this year than we have been in the past 2 or 3 years.
And is there any way to compare those numbers that you just gave us to other states? And then the bigger question, maybe the ultimate question is, how are we doing since 2008? I mean, one of the things we want to know is, are we climbing out of that hole and how far out of it have we come?
That's obviously the question that everybody wants to know. And fortunately, the answer is yes, we are moving in the right direction. We are adding jobs. We are climbing out of the recession. There are more people employed today than in 2009 and in 2010 and in 2011 and, frankly, in 2013 as well. But the point that economists are trying to show and the point that I'm trying to make is that even though we are growing the economy, we are getting more jobs, it's not at quite the rate as one might think if you just looked at the unemployment rate. So a better way to do it is to, like I said, simply look at the people who are employed. And I've got some of those numbers here in front of me. I'm happy to talk about them. Since last year, that 56,000 jobs number that has increased represents an increase of about 1.2%. So that's good, right? We have 1.2% of North Carolina's employable population now is employed. So that's a positive trend. But that compares roughly to, again, about between 1 and 1.5% the year before and 1 and 1.5% the year before that. So although we are growing our economy, although we're getting more jobs, it is at that, you know, between 1 and 1.5% rate.
And those 56,000 jobs, what kind of jobs are they?
Well, that's a good question. They're sort of across the board. There is some data on that. As you might expect, not a lot of it is in manufacturing. Not a lot of it is in construction, although that is starting to come back. We're seeing, frankly, a lot of it in professional and business services and in the leisure and hospitality services. So those seem to be some of the ones that are increasing the most. A service called trade and transportation is also increasing. So there are these different business segments that BLS looks at and sort of lumps these people into these various segments. The construction, the manufacturing, some of those aren't increasing maybe as fast as we'd like.
Now, the question is whether or not market forces are causing those increases. In other words, companies that existed here, a construction company that laid off workers during the depth of the recession, things are getting better for that construction company. They're going to hire workers. That's one reason that you might see the unemployment rate fall. Another, according to the legislature, attract new business, maybe with lower tax rates, and a new business will move in and add to the number of people working. Can you tell what's happening here in North Carolina?
That's difficult to measure, right? Because you can always look at a company like MetLife that is hiring a lot of people here, and you can say, okay, well, we gave them a tax break. Well, is that the reason they came here? Or is the reason they came here because we have a really good workforce, smart people, and people that want to go to work for a company like MetLife? It's really hard to tease out just one factor or one reason as to why companies decide to locate, decide to expand, decide to hire. So it's really hard to say that there really is one reason. Frankly, we're sort of seeing across the board, if you compare us to other states, that, you know, states that offer big incentive packages are adding workers at roughly the same rate as those who don't. So you could sort of tease that out and say, you point to it and say, well, that we shouldn't give anybody tax breaks. But then on the other hand, you know, you can look at other factors that play a role and you compare states to each other. And you can always pull out one issue over another, but it's really hard to tell exactly the reason why people hire.
We're talking about the unemployment rate and how we compute the numbers on the state of things. I'm Frank Stachow, talking with Jason DeBruin of the Triangle Business Journal. Well, I mean, I guess one of the questions is whether most of those jobs are the result of new businesses moving in or existing businesses that are simply doing better because times are better.
Well, that's an interesting question. Or the other one that the legislature has pointed to is the reduction in unemployment benefits. That's one of the policies that has been pointed at as having a major effect on increasing jobs. And that's kind of fool's gold. It's really not true because, as we talked about just a few minutes ago, the unemployment rate has been decreasing. But because people are rolling off the unemployment benefits, it's being reduced at an artificial rate. So if you want to talk about tax policies or tax benefit policies to companies or whatnot, those are good issues to talk about. But the unemployment benefits is not a policy that has necessarily served to increase total employment.
Well, and perversely, because of the accelerated and perhaps artificially fast rate of improvement, Unemployment benefits are going to be affected again, and they may be reduced precisely because of this artificial picture.
Well, potentially. I mean, that's I don't want to necessarily say that until it actually happens, but it certainly could be used and pointed to as a reason to, as you said, again, reduce unemployment benefits.
Well, let me stop you there. Isn't the rate – isn't there a formula now for adjusting the rates based on the unemployment – the benefit rates based on the unemployment rate?
The unemployment rate isn't necessarily the benefit rate isn't necessarily tied to the unemployment rate directly. It's more how long that it's been since you've been laid off. So you qualify for unemployment benefits if you've been unemployed for a certain amount of time. It used to be longer. Now it's a shorter period of time.
And will that length, will those durations change based on changes in the unemployment rate?
They shouldn't, no.
All right. Jason, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Jason DeBruin, a reporter for the Triangle Business Journal. Just ahead, we continue our series of conversations with 2nd District candidates, this time Toni Morris, a Democrat. You'll hear her on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.